Michelle, my home sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous year's the fourth year. Adventures in the enchanted into the enchanted world of Purazim and Mukofim. We've already learned Mamish Neflos and Teres Hashem. The Yisara Dvarim is that there's a Chiv Yachid and a Chiv Tzibur. The Chiv Yachid is on Yudalid for everybody, in the Chiv Tzibur for those in the Karachar is on Tesvav, and the Chiv Yachid is there for them transferred to Tesvav. That was the Yisara Dvarim, Chiv Yachid and Chiv Tzibur. We expanded on that in the first few Shiurim. And now we are continuing, based again on the Torah remain of Rabbeinu, in the Gemara and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. It says that if a ben kfar went to a city and he was there on the night of Yudalid, he reads with them, no matter what. He reads with the people of the ben kach u ben kach. He reads with the people of the city. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Haik b'nei b'alei mikvah, he has to be like b'nei ir, if he lives in a kfar. Just the rabbis were mekel that they could read on the Yom HaKenisa because they were misapik mayim u'mazim lachem shebekorachim, in order that they should be able to supply food to the people of the cities. And mamela, as a schar, we said, you know what, when you're ready, come in earlier, you can read earlier. But that's only hani milikei betuchte. That's only when they're in their place on the night of Yudalid. But when they're in the city of the night of Yudalid, when they're in the year, they're not in the kfar, they have to read like the b'nei ha'ir. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel hagemore. Because of Atosis lahakshoi, so Rashi there says that even if they already read on the Yom HaKnisa, they still have to read again on the on Yudalid. Even if they already read the Bnei Kforim on the Yom HaKnisa, they have to read again on Yudalid. Yetzkin for the Shaila, why do they have to read twice? Rashi says they have to read twice. Why do they have to read twice? They're ready Yotzei and Yudalid. So Mechitesi, they should have to read twice. It's Katvot Tosfot. We call Mokom Derek a Perish Rashi. T'kevin Shaya Bir B'layla Nasik B'nei Ha'ir. Rashi's correct. Since they were there at night, they become like the B'nei Ha'ir. V'al Bishas Yidlachzer B'Yudalid. Even though they're going to go back on the day of Yudalid, still, they have to read like the B'nei Ha'ir. V'al Bishakar B'Yom HaKnitza. And even if they already read in the Yom HaKnitza. Because we say that Kfar Maktim, they already read earlier on the Yom HaKenisa. Because that we said that they read on the Yom HaKenisa is when they're not in the ear on the night of Yudalid. If they're in the ear of the night of Yudalid, so Dina Kibnei Ayir, even though they already read. So that was Tosis HaKasha Nahashi. The Kashi is, why do you have to read twice? Mechitesi, you have to read twice. What was Tosis' answer to that Kasha? Kasha was, because you're like the Bnei Ayir. So you have to read twice. But that doesn't answer the question. You already read. You already yotze. Okay, so now you're like a b'nei, but you already yotze. Chora eino muvan klal, b'met tirtzu et kushiyatam. Ech tosvot, tirtzu et hakushiyah shalem. Sh'rei lo et hakusham she'ne nasin k'b'nei. The kasha wasn't that they're not like the people of the city. Their kasha was, since they already read, what do they have to read again for? So what is their answer that they're like the b'nei ha'ir? Ech zeo ne'al ha'sheila. אז לפי דברינו נראה כך, שבקושייתם נקטו התוספות שגם כשהוא בעיר אינו נעשה כבני עיר להתחייב בחיוב הציבור. זה בני עיר שאותו לא קיים כלל בקרב ביום הכניסה. In other words, like this. Even when he's in the city, he doesn't become like the... In the Kasha, Tosis was assuming that even when he's in the city, he doesn't become like the people of the city that they're mischayev in a chiyuv tzibur. In other words, you are Makayim Yechoyev HaSiyachid when you read in the Yom HaKenisa. And even when you're in the city, you don't have the, you're not like the Bnei Ayir. So all you're left with is the Chiyuv of the Yechidim. And the Chiyuv of the Yechidim, you're already Makayim. So if that's true, you're ready Makayim the Chiyuv of the Yechidim for crying out loud, why have to read again? You read the first time, why have to read a second time? And in that, Tosis Ot Genfeld. No. By being there at night, you become like the Ben Ir, and Memele, you have a Chiyuv Tzibur. So that's the Teretz there, Kasha. Now, by being there at night, you get the Chiyuv Tzibur, and Memele, you have to read again. Altsibor. ועשה שם בזה המבואר מדברי רש"י שם דיבור המתחיל בין כך. And now we can also answer Rashi. Dibor Masl Benkach. Zogt Rashi that a Ben Kfar who comes to a city on Leil Yudalid and leaves the city before daybreak is only chayv in the night reading. He's not chayv in the day reading. If he leaves city before daybreak, he only has to read the night reading. He doesn't have to read the day reading. And the Ritva writes, She'enoi nachon, is nish gerecht. Ze lo nachon. Ze lo nachon. Ein sham b'divrei Ritva. Why? Because since he was already mischayv in the chiyuv of Yudalid, so he has to read the Kriyas Hayom as well. He can't suffice with the Kriyas Halayla. Tzarich bi'ul taimu shel Rashi. You have to understand what Rashi meant. As lefi dvarenu nira'a, כיוון שביארנו לדעת רש"י, רק חיוב המקום דאיר הוא דחייל עלי, ולא היה זה חיוב דיחידים, שכבר יצא אותו ידי חובתו, בקריאה דיום הכניסה, אין זה אלא בהיותו עם הציבור בעיר. אבל כשיצא קודם היום, לק עלי את חיוב הציבור של העיר, אחרי שאינו כלל עם הציבור. So to explain Pshat in Rashi, why even though you're mischayv in the chiyuv of Yedalit, you don't have to read by day, you only have to read at night, it would appear as follows. That since we said according to Rashi, he only has the chiyuv of the makom of the city, the chiyuv makom, it's a chiyuv tzibur, like we've been discussing in the previous shiurim. And not the chiyuv of the yechidim. They already yotzei earlier. That's only when he's with the community in the city. But when he leaves koidim ayoyim, he doesn't have the chiyuv tzibur of the year. He's not with the tzibur. What's mechayiv him? That he's with the tzibur. So his chiyuv yechidim to read twice. He was yotzei. His chiyuv yechidim to read twice night and day. He was Yotze on the Yom HaKnisa. And now he's got a Chiyuv Tzibur. But that only applies when he's with the Tzibur at night. But when he went out before daybreak, so then he was already Yotze. He's got nothing else. Ein al ma ledaber. Avok sheyotze koidim ayoyim, lekala es Chiyuv HaTzibur shel ha'ir. He's not with the Tzibur anymore. And the Chiyuv Echidim was already Yotze. There's nothing left for him to do. Aval haritvo kanere nakat, שכלפי החיוב דייחידים הוא דמיירי הסוגיה. The Ritva is learning that the Sugya is talking about the Chiyuv of Yechidim. And if he's in the city on Yudalid, which is his Iker Chiyuv, he goes back and he's mischayiv in the Iker Chiyuv of Yudalid, because as we explained, the Iker Chiyuv of Kulei Alma is Yudalid. כמבואר שם, בריטבו לגבי בן כרח שיביר וחוזר לכרח, שפי שנשחייב בקריס יודלת, If you read according to the Ritva and you dial it like a Ben Ir, and then you go back to your Krach for Tesvav, you have to read again. And he learns it from the Chiv of the Ben Kfar and you dial it. So he doesn't care that you were Yotze Yidei Choyva. Because now you go back to your Iker Chiv. So if this guy is a Ben Krach, and he's in the city, and he comes back to his home in the Krach, he has to read again. Because he still has his Chiyuv Yochid to read on Tesvav, because he's a Ben Krach. And he compares that to the Ben Kfar in the city. Even though he already read in the Kfar, he has to read in the city. In other words, umudabir po al Chiyuv HaYochid. And just because you did your Chiyuv HaYochid, it doesn't matter. You go back, you go to a different place, you're b'schayv Chiyuv Yochid there as well. So the Ritva doesn't get into the problem of you're already Yotze, what do you have to read again for? All the Ritva holds is that you have a Chiyuv Yochid, you have to do a Chiyuv Yochid, and if your Iker Chiyuv Yochid is in a Krach, it doesn't matter that you already read in the year. And if you read in the Biyam HaKnisa, then you have to read again in Yudalit if you're in the year, because you have a Chiyuv Yochid. And if you're a ben krach and you happen to be in an ear, and then you go back to the krach, you have to read again in the krach. Because that's your ikur chiyuv, so you have to do your ikur chiyuv. Because this person is a ben krach. So what, he was in the city. So he was in the city, he was mischayiv there, but he has to go back in the krach and read again, because that's his ikur chiyuv. If he's there, he has to read again. Ritva here, the reason he holds that a ben kfar has to read again in the ear is because he has to be mekayim his ikur chiyuv yachad. The rabbi, she holds, no. Once you're mekayim yichiv yachad, you yotze, and memela, all you have now is to do is the chiyuv tzibur. So if you're with the tzibur on the night of your dal, you have to read then. If you're with the day, you have to read again. Anacham all of the day, but if you don't, if you leave before daybreak, you don't have to read again, because you're not with the, you're not in the makom anymore. So it's not mechayiv you. The yivuar heitev lefi zeh lefi haritvo. לפי ההבנה שלנו בריטבו, אפשר לבאר משהו אחר. הריטבו סובר, אם שיש לך בן עיר שחזר לקרח, he has to read again. A בן עיר that went back to the krach has to read again. And the ריטבו says that I'm not like Tosfos. I'm not like Tosfos. ובפשטוס, like what Tosfos holds in the kasha. Tosfos says in the kasha, once you're ready yotze, what are you being yotze again for? How could a ben kfar, who is already yotze, on the yom haknisa, how does ben kfar, who is already yotze, and ben on yom haknisa, ech mechayvim oto likro od pam? Ba'ir, b'yudalit, zukushiyat ha'tosfot. And the Ritva says, and I'm not like Tosfos. Because I hold that a ben ir goes to the krach, if he reads in the city, he's a ben krach, he reads again in the krach. So I'm not like Tosfos. Because Tosfos also says, how are you going to read again? Tosfos says, in the Kasha, Tosfos' Kasha was, how's it possible? How's it possible to be Mischayiv again? Ma pitom neir Mischayiv again? Once you're ready Yotze, in the Kfar, Tosfos asks, once you're ready Yotze in the Kfar, ma pitom that you have to read again in the year? You're ready Yotze in the Kfar, ma pitom you have to read again in the year? And the Ritva is the Loka Tosfos. Why is the Ritva the Loka Tosfos? Because he holds that you read in the ear and you read again in the krach on the 15th. So it's the Loka Tosfos. Tosfos holds Mat Pitom that you have to read a second time. And the Ritva says you have to read a second time. Even though you already yotze the first time. That's the Chayr Pshat in the Ritva. Hagoyin Reb Tzal Zolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz asks Akasha. Tosfos in the Kasha was bothered how you're reading twice. Once you're ready, Yotze once, what do you have to read a second time for? That's Tosfos in the Kasha. But Tosfos in the Teretz holds, in a chinami, you have to read a second time. That's the Teretz, you have to read a second time. So according to the Teretz, it's exactly like the Ritva. Just like the Ritva says to read a second time. Just like the Ritva says to read a second time. So too, Tosfos says to read a second time. So why is the Ritva not like Tosfos? The Ritva says, I'm not like Tosfos. But you're not like Tosfos in the Kasha. Then Mapitom, you're reading a second time. But you are like Tosfos in the Teretz. And therefore you hold, you read a second time. A ben ear, a super person who reads in the ear, reads again in his krach. So you're exactly like Tosfos. Tosfos in the kash, in the teretz. It's a maskan of Tosfos. Ritva is like Tosfos. Aval afi dvar akacha hiksha ha-mishna siyayvitz. Aval afi dvarenu mvoar itev. Sherei kan nitbayer ma shetirtsu ha-tosfot eino shayach shishayach lekor. הוא הרחב לאחר שכבר יצא ידי חובתו. אלא שתרוצה טויסס הוא, שאח של נסחי ומחיב שכלל יצא בו ידי חובתו. טויסס תרוצה is, it's not that it's שייך to be חייב after you already יוצא. No. The תרוצה טויסס is, you have a new חיוב. You were never חייב in the first place. You know why you're reading on Yudalit? Because you have a choyv ha-sibur, a choyv ha-makom. You were never chayv in the first place. That's all by Ben Kfar. He never had a chiyuv tzibur like we spoke about in the previous year. But a Ben Krach, who was in the ear on Yudalit, he was mischayv b'chiyuv b'nei ha'ir. So that includes also their choyv ha-sibur. So Tosis would hold that you don't have to read again. You're ready. Yotze sayur choyv ha-siyachin, sayur choyv ha-sibur on Yudalit. Do you have to read again on Tesvav 4? Tosfot, you don't have to read again on Tesvav. Ben Kfar only was Yosef's Chavis Yachim. Mele Yasmi Chavichaim is Chavis Sibur and Yedalit when he has a Sibur when he's in the ear. But a Ben ear that goes to a home to a Krach now. Is it Ben a Krach now? Mapatom that he should have to read a second time. Is Yotze Sai's Chavis Yachim Chasai's Chavis Sibur and Yedalit? So therefore, Tosfot, you don't have to read again. And the Ritva says, no! Even in such a case, you have to read again. Even in such case, you have to read again. You're chayv in the same sug. In the same sug, you're chayv in the first time, you're chayv in the second time. Even you're chayv a chayv v'siyachat in Yadat, you're chayv a chayv v'siyachat in Tesvav. You're chayv again. So that's the Ritva. The Ritva is not like Tosis. Tosis only holds Ben Kfar, reads again in a year, because he was never Yotzei Yisrael v'sibur. But if you're Yotzei Yisrael v'sibur the first time, you don't have to Yotzei the second time. He goes, no. Even if you did everything right the first time, you got the Tzibur, you got the Yachid covered, the Tzibur covered, you still have to do it again when you're in the Krach. So he's talking out like Tosis. So, Mitzvah Hashem, based on this, we'd like to discuss Ramo, Tarpach, and the Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see Niflos. More Niflos, but we already saw Niflos. Thank you so much for listening. Super awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, so much, beloved friends. Bli Nedar, we shall continue.